Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I give God the glory this morning. Praise God for what he's doing and what he's about to do in our lives. This is a fact. Amen. Praise God. It's not something that we trying to pull up or think up or trying to guess by. But there is only one God. And there's only one mediator between man and God, and his name is Christ Jesus. He intercepted for us at the cross, and he's making known all things concerning our lives, amen, through the word, his blood shed, and his resurrection. For he makes all things new. That's our thought for today, that you, Jesus, make all things new. Father God, I just want to praise you this morning. I want to tout out your shabak you. Give you glory for what you're doing and what you're about to do. There are so many of us, amen, that are on the highways traveling or even in another country or just in our homes, and we've been sitting around waiting on a word. Amen. We got the word when salvation came, but we didn't take it to heed. We got the word when, amen, Jesus died on the cross, but we didn't believe enough in his blood. Amen. We got the word, amen, praise God, when God came in and saved one of our family members, but we just thought it was just an act. Amen. Praise God. It could have happened to anybody, but I stand here today to tell you that God is the one that sits upon the circuit of the world, making all things brand new, praise God. So I praise him today. I magnify him. I give him glory. What are you going through? Family problems, financial problems, issues in the mind, decisions that you have to make. He's made all things new. You don't have to worry about it. You got to put your trust in him. You have to put your trust in him. I was going through some issues, and I heard a voice talking to me, and I knew it was from the enemy, because the enemy, when he talks to you, he'll talk to you audibly, but most of the time he do like mind stuff. And I told him, I said, I trust God with my life. The mind games he was playing would have thrown me off course if I didn't know God. So I took our time to learn about this God that is the God of the Jews, the Gentiles, and anybody else that want to serve him, that loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that we might have a right to the tree of life. So I confess him as my Lord and Savior. I say, you make all things new. Then God gave me a word, amen. What are you going through? What is it that you are facing today that you don't have the courage to face up, that you think that you're not qualified to face? But Jesus Christ died on Calvary to make you qualified for everything that you can stand above the enemy. The enemy has no business being in front of you. The enemy don't have any business being in front of you. Amen. It's coming out of the book of Isaiah. Amen. Praise God. The 14th chapter, praise God. I give God the glory. And the Bible said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Now the Egyptians could be a marital problem, or a child on drugs, or being away from your family for so long and not getting permission to go and be with them, or not getting what you need in order to be with them. But whatever the situation is, God said, don't fear in it. Don't worry about it, because worry brings on fear. It brings on depression. It brings on stress factors that makes the situation worse, because then you turn from God and try to use your own way of resolving an issue, and you can't do it. If we didn't have God, I don't know what we'd be today. Amen. Praise God. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Now, God works in the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. And whenever he set his mind to do something, he'll do it. Years ago, God had told Father Abraham that he would make him a father of many nations. Praise his name. But then that he would have to, praise God, understand that he was going to cause his seed to go into captivity. And his seed would stay in the captivity 400 years. So they went into Egypt, into bondage, but they stayed more than 400 years. They stayed 430 years. Don't limit God when he didn't come at your 400 years. Wait on him, because he's sure to come. What he's doing is moving Egyptians, your pharaohs, out of the way. Those that have been plaguing you, those that have been giving you problems that you seem to just want to just throw in the towel, that you don't understand how to deal with it. God is moving all of those ancient demonic oppressions out of your way. And so sometimes things will be delayed, but delayed doesn't mean that it's in a denial. Stand still and wait on God until he tell you to make a move. And the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. We have been in positions of total destruction of our own selves, because the enemy cannot kill us out, not letting God give him permission. But he'll work on you. The enemy will work on you until you want to kill out yourself. You want to give up on life. You don't want to fight the good fight of faith. But the Bible said, now faith, right now, this instant, this moment, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. If there is substance in it, that means that it's a materialist thing. It has matter. It has volume. Amen. It has mass. Amen. And whatever it is that you need for that moment of deliverance, God has to, amen, bring it down from heaven. And there are forces in heaven, demonic forces that are fighting against you, that are trying to overthrow you and cause you to shipwreck your own life. But you got to say no more to the devil. No more in your mind, in your spiritual walk with God, in your natural walk with God. No more to the devil. So that, amen, you can get the release that God is bringing down from heaven. What did he tell Daniel? Gabriel had to fight the prince of Persia. You got some prince of Persia in your life that's been delaying you from making the right decisions, and you already had it in mind from the very beginning, and the enemy just bringing confusion. This ain't going to work, and that might happen, and this might happen. But today is the day of deliverance for you. Today is the day of salvation that our God, amen, want us to walk in faith, to believe that the substance that we have is coming down from heaven. So Daniel had to wait until Gabriel could break through with the message. God has given you, he has given you instructions. All you have to do is go forward. Go forward. Now what God had told Moses, he said, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cried thou unto me? He said, why are you crying to me, Moses? He said, haven't I given you instructions from the very beginning that I am, that I am, that I called you to go in to deal with Pharaoh concerning the issues of the Israelites? They were starving. They were overworked. They wasn't paid. Amen. Praise God. They were being brutalized. They were in captivity. Oh, my God. They were where they could not even enjoy their own family. And they cried out to God. And God sent Moses as a deliverer. Today I am, amen, standing in proxy for Moses as your deliverer. Amen. By the word of God, amen, and giving the glory to God for the works that I do. I'm telling you, stop crying out. God has given you, amen, instructions concerning your life. You're not imagining a thing out. You're not trying to be greater than anybody or do greater than anybody. All you're trying to do is to stand still and hear what God said and then move upon it. God told Moses, say, I done already gave you instructions. Told you when you were in Egypt. Told you how to deal with the Passover lamb and the blood. Amen. Praise God. Because when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Amen. And all the Israelites and those that follow. And take you into, amen, praise God, wilderness territory. Amen. And then into the promised land. After you obey God, amen, there are other procedures and steps that you have to go through. So you need to go forward. Had not Moses heard from the Lord, he would be still standing at the river. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. At the Red Sea. But when Moses heard the word of God and God told him, said, what are you waiting on? Stop standing up here looking like you don't understand what I told you. I told you to go for it. Because the enemy you see, you shall see no more. So we as the body of Christ need to understand that there is an enemy fighting us. God even told Moses, said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to harden the Egyptian's heart. If you got any junior demons in your life, they're going to be there, but they can't win. If you got any drug demons in your life, or alcohol, adultery demons in your life, or any kind of demons in your life, they won't be there after the day if you stand out on faith. Because God is setting a trap for your enemies. He said, you won't have to fight this battle. He said, but all I want you to do is, amen, praise God. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Move forward. And so he hardened Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh had enough sense to get out there with his stupid sense to go after Moses and him. And God told Moses, he said, now part the Red Sea and cross over to the other side. We've been letting the Red Sea and Pharaoh stop us. We don't speak to our enemies. The Bible said words are spirit and they are life. You need to speak to your situation. What's been dead, amen, need to die, and you need to go forward. And so God, amen, praise God, told Moses and them to go forward, and then he said, I will give you a pillar of cloud, amen, praise God, that will literally follow them in the daytime, or go before them in the daytime, and a fire by night to follow them at night. And the Egyptians, amen, praise God, they begin to pursue after you. Don't you know that Satan don't want to let you go? He don't want you to get off those drugs. He don't want you to stop committing adultery. He does not want you to do what's right. But when you believe in God and trust in him, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen, praise God. So Moses obeyed God, and they crossed the Red Sea. And the Egyptians pursued after them. That was God's strategy. He's a supernatural God. The Egyptians are pursuing after you. But I got a word. I got a secret thing. Go forward. Don't stand up there and let them cause you to be in captivity no more. And so as the Egyptians followed them, amen, and Moses and them had crossed over the Red Sea, the Egyptians and all of Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen pursued after them and came, and it literally came to pass that in the morning, amen, watch. God got a morning watch for some of y'all. You've been trouble on every side, can't rest at night, mind boggling, amen, wondering, do you go to the psychiatrist or the doctor for some medication to calm your nerves? But you got some Egyptians, you got some enemies out there that are using all kind of devices against you, and they're up in the spiritual realm. So God has to do a supernatural thing, amen, to overthrow your enemy. So he took, amen, praise God, and caused the Egyptians to follow after you. When they following after you, when the battle gets so hard and it's raging so hard, the Bible says God would stand up a standard. He would put up a standard. Amen. And a standard, amen, is some flags thrown up, praise God, and the armies of God are beginning to come in closer to help you and assist you in your battle. You ain't got to worry about it. It's just that you have to have a made-up mind. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, there's a morning watch for you, saints. There is a morning watch for you that will cause you to, amen, stand strong and stand firm in the word of God, knowing that God is the only one that can deliver. He is your Alpha and Omega. He's your beginning and end, and he is the author and finisher of your faith. It's how you deal with the situation. You've got to go forward. You got to read the words. You got to pray. You got to pray. Prayer changes things. The word, the Bible says in Psalms 119:11, that word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. You can't sin. When you're in a battle, when you're in a race, amen, you got to do it legally, because your enemy is illegally trying to step in and cause you to defeat your own self. Because he can't defeat you. When David was talking to Goliath, he told Goliath in so many words, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, you choose to defy the armies of the living God when there is no other God, and you're going to come to me, you uncircumcised Philistine, and talk stuff to me? And David reminded him, he said, when I was in the desert, amen, praise God, he reminded himself, when I was out there in the wilderness feeding my father's flock, a bear and a lion came, and I killed both the bear and the lion. They were after the lambs, amen. They didn't want the sheep. They wanted the little tender ones that could not help themselves or had gone through, you know, just being born and could not run fast or get out the way or could not find shelter. That's what Satan wants us to do. Those that have been weakened by his attacks, he wants us to continue to be weakened and kill our own selves out. But David was reminded to say that when he was out there and he killed the lion and the bear, to keep the lambs. Amen. Praise God. One of the things he had was the rod and staff. Amen. Praise God. That was handed on to his father Jesse. And one of the things, amen. Praise God. He did. He read the history of Father Abraham's rod. Amen. Praise God. The history of Moses and Aaron's staff. Amen. Praise God. And he read, amen, the rod and the staff, praise God. And he read upon how Abraham was chosen and how he had accepted the true and living God, because there's no other God. There are many gods around here that say they're gods. We make them out of statues, wood, and whatever, amen, but they present no validity to anything. They cannot validate themselves, because they have eyes to see, they cannot see, hands, they cannot touch, feet, they cannot walk, mouth, they cannot speak, ears, they cannot hear. So you got a dilemma from the first time, amen, you see them all the way through, you're not going to get anything out of them, because they have nothing to offer. But these demons, the enemy that's fighting you in the realm, God has to move in and do a supernatural thing. Amen, praise God. And before morning got good, amen, praise God, and the sun was up there shining, amen, God had already given the Israelites the answer. The morning watch is what you're looking for. when you're so tired, 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning, get up and pray. And say, God, I've been waiting on you for an answer. I'm going to stand still until you, amen, move this trouble out of my way. As they went in behind Israel, Pharaoh's horses and the chariot's wheel began to fall off, and they still tried to pursue them heavily with broken, praise God, transportation. The Egyptians were fleeing after the face of the Israelites. But the Lord was fighting for them. Thank you, Jesus. And what we have done today is we have messed up our lives because we wouldn't go forward. I'm moving forward, praise God. To make things new in my life, I have to go forward. I cannot stay in one position. If I stay in one position too long and I'm not assigned to that place permanently, then I'm making a mistake. God has made all things new for you today. And if you would adhere to the will of God, if you would listen to what God's voice is saying, he'll tell you to go forward. Don't look back. Don't turn around. Don't worry about this here. Don't worry about that because I already got it in control. Just go forward. He's making all things new for you today. Amen. Praise God. If it's your home and there's foreclosure on your home, if your children are out there on drugs, if your wife decided she wanted a divorce in the midst of the things that she know that you have suffered and you've gone through, if, praise God, your job don't want to pay you the right salary, or you have a boss on your job that's doing illegal things and you know that they're not right, God is going to make all things new for you. All you have to do is get down and pray. Rekindle the fire with God. Make your relationship with God known that you trust in him, that you're going to put things in his hand that you cannot handle. I'd gone through something, and it was so hard on me. And I said, God, I said, I can't take it. My mind was going a mile a minute. Problems with my family, issues that were just continually coming up. And I had an enemy, praise God, that was literally trying to destroy me. But I made up in my mind, I said, God, I cannot go no further with this and these issues. I'm going to put them in your hand and leave them there. As soon as I released it out of my mind, the enemy disappeared. He went. And I was able to cope with things that I would not really normally would have been able to cope with. What are you coping with today without God in your life? He make all things new. If you are not saved, if you need to give your life back to Christ, if you're backslidden, whatever it is that you're going through, don't take it in your own account. You might have been in some horrible situations. Put your life in God's hand. He'll make all things new for you. It'll be like if you never went through them. He'll cast even all the things that are going on into the sea of forgiveness. If you're out there sinning, just turn back to him. Repent. The door is open. Confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Acknowledge him, praise God, as the one that died on the cross and that is risen and sitting on the right-hand side of Father God. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation, while he's sitting there, his vestment is just dripping with blood down in the earth. The blood won't stop 24/7. Let that blood cover you today and get your life back. Rekindle that fire with God. because he make all things go forward today. Don't look back. Go forward today. He's a God of mercy. Your enemy's not going to have any mercy on you. Pharaoh pursued so hard that if he would have got hold of them, he'd have killed up way over all of them if he could have. Because when they left out, they didn't leave out a man of the enemy camp with weapons. They left out with blessings. God want to bless you. God want to make all things new. Let him do it. Have a wonderful day, wonderful weekend. Amen. Praise God. I'm in Texas time. Amen. Praise God. The weather's pretty good down here, but we got it made, saints. Give your life to Christ.